as we saw, Shaul is a story of incredible greatness and incredible tragedy. We were talking about David's private victory over Amalek, but that was in the south. Now we have to go back north in Israel. He's terrified, Shaul, but he gathers his men and tries to fight the Philistines as much as he can. While David was departing from Achish and battling Amalek, the Philistines were making war against Israel. The men of Israel fled before the Philistines, and they fell as corpses on Mount Gilboa. The Philistines overtook Shaul and his sons. They attacked and caught them, and the Philistines killed Yonatan, Abinadab, and Malchishua, Shaul's sons. David's best friend, Yonatan, was dead. The battle was intense against Shaul. The enemy continued to attack until Shaul had no strength left to defend himself. It is likely that a group of fighters remained around the king and fought valiantly to protect him, but they didn't stand a chance. And the archers, the men with bows, located him, and he feared greatly because of the archers. Perhaps he thought that he could continue fighting with the sword, but when he saw the Philistine archers approaching, he realized his end was near. Shaul said to his armor bearer, "Draw your sword and stab me with it, lest these uncircumcised ones come and stab me and abuse me. Kill me with dignity." But his armor bearer was unwilling, as he was afraid of harming Hashem's anointed one. Therefore Shaul took his sword, placed it in an angle, and fell upon it. His armor bearer saw that Shaul was dead, and he too fell upon the sword and died with him. Shaul meant everything for him. Shaul and his three sons and his armor bearer, as well as all his men who were closest to him, died together on that day. The men of Israel who were on the other side of the valley, the Israel Valley, on the other side of the Jordan, saw that the men of Israel had fled and that Shaul and his sons had died, and they abandoned the cities and fled, and the Philistines came and settled in them. The Israelites thought that the entire kingdom had fallen. Soon it will be clarified that one of Shaul's sons was still alive. But the reporting at this stage was hazy, haze of war. It was the next day after the war had ended, the Philistines came to strip the corpses, and they found Shaul and his three sons fallen on Mount Gilboa. They came, you know, to collect whatever they could. They severed his head, they stripped off his gear, and they sent throughout the land of Philistines all around to carry the tidings to the house of the idols and the people. They placed Shaul's gear in the house of the god named Ashtaroth, and they hung his body on the wall of the city of Bethshan. The inhabitants of Yavesh Gilad heard in this regard, this incident, that which the Philistines had done to Shaul. They were incensed. Every valiant man of Yavesh Gilad rose, and they went all night, and they took Shaul's body and the bodies of his sons from the wall of Bethshan. They came back to Yavesh, and they burned them there. It's not sure if they actually burned the bodies, or they lit a great bonfire in honor of the dead, a customary rite upon the death of kings. They took their bones and they buried them beneath the tamarisk tree in the city of Yavesh, and they fasted 7 days. It's probably they ate by night. The men of Yavesh Gilad heavily mourned the death and disgraceful treatment of the king who had been their savior when they had been in danger in the past. And so ends that tale of Shaul. So ends the book of Shmuel 1. Fascinating and tragic book. Shmuel 2 is the story of King David, which we will start, please God, soon. May we only merit better days. L'chaim.